Get some water. Good morning, everybody. There are lots of children this morning. Anyway, so obviously I had prepared something for the children this morning, which is fine. But then again, we are all children anyway, so I will share it with everybody here. Right, now, I was going to start off by asking the children, basically, what have you done this summer? Have you been away on holiday at all, or done anything nice or interesting as such? I don't know, have anybody here managed to get away for a few days anywhere nice? Go on, Pauline, anywhere nice?
Ludlow,
fantastic.
Go on, the Cotswolds.
Oh, the Cotswolds, yeah, lovely area of the Cotswolds. Anybody else been anywhere? Yes, Lizzie?
Cornwall.
Which part of Cornwall?
Oh,
lovely, fantastic. Did you have good weather? Yeah, unfortunately, that's the only thing with English summer, isn't it? It's not exactly brilliant. But what I was coming back around to talking about is obviously when I was a child, well, fairly young anyway, going back quite some time now, basically. So poor memory had to really work hard to get this sort of all-age talk going. I was very fortunate that I was able to go and spend a lot of my summers basically on a farm, which was great and fantastic, just seeing all the lovely fields and everything, all the wildlife and stuff like that. But there was, on the odd occasion, especially in the evening at night, it would go very, very dark. And obviously the stars would come out. And my brother and I used to sit upstairs in the room. We'd look out of the window and we would just see in the banks, there'd be these tiny little green lights. And we, what in the world is the green light? Because why would there just be a green light in a bank? So obviously over a few nights, we would sort of like investigate and find out what it was. And we'd go and have a look in the bank, but we could never actually find anything in the bank at all. But then we had to ask the question, what is that in the bank? What is that green light at night? And our grandfather would say, well, it's a glowworm. What, a glowworm? A worm that glows? Oh, it's a glowworm. Okay, fair enough. So I brought along a picture of a glowworm. Now, it's a really weird name. Fancy calling something a glowworm when it's actually a beetle. So it grows between 1.5 and 2.5 centimetres long. Now the fascinating thing about that is it emits this, like I say, it emits a wonderful green light in the middle of the dark. So when you're looking out in the darkness, you can see a tiny little light. Obviously, what I'm going to talk about is any other different types of light that we can have, that are natural light. Anybody have a guess of anything that's a natural light? Yeah, the sun. So I had, well done, Paul. I had a picture of the sun that I managed to bring out. So I had one of the sun. Anything else that's classified as a natural light?
Moonlight.
Sorry?
Moonlight.
Moonlight, yes, it's moonlight. I didn't do a moon. I didn't have enough paper, print and colour. There was another one I did, which was natural light. It was lightning. Yeah. Another one which is really fascinating, another organism. It amazed me. Have anybody seen the jellyfish? When they glow at night, and the light that they can emit in the sea, it's absolutely fantastic to see. And when they've had drone, if you get online, have a look, they've got drone images of this wonderful light. And obviously, there's obviously the stars at night as well. But one that really captured me as well, not only the glowworms, obviously these. Can anybody see what they are?
Fireflies.
Yeah, fireflies. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic they are. And they give off that wonderful glow. But basically, come around to speak to the children, the fact is that we have a light. And Jesus said that he is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. We'll have the light of life. And how do we follow that light? Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light of my path. No doubt, a number of the children are going to be going back to school and starting afresh this year, and they're going to have dark times and times when they're going to struggle. And basically, if they keep their eyes focused on that light of the world, then things will just feel a little bit easier for them. Yeah? Amen. That was my talk for the youngsters, and I'm just going to pray a minute, and I think